Anything going on?
You tell us. So the Redskins this week.
Yeah, Redskins. 2-3-10 teams going against each other, huh? Who would have thought, too, especially after last year with our records and going to the playoffs and all that good stuff. It's funny. The NFL's funny like that, but that's how it goes. But, you know, it's going to be I think it's going to be a good game, just like all NFL games are most of the time. You look at their defense, I think statistically they're not ranked that high. But when I look at them on film, I mean, they got some really good players on that side of the ball. D'Angelo, London, the two outside backers. I mean, this is a good defense. It's going to be a tough challenge for us, but, you know, I'm glad we're back home. I'm glad we're in some warm weather after last week, and hopefully we can go out and get a victory because, you know, we could sure use one.
Things hadn't gone that great for you guys this year, and I mean, and I'm sure you see right now things aren't going great for them either off the field, but are you thankful that you guys have been able to keep the distractions and everything else out of this locker room and stay pretty positive?
Yeah, and I've been telling you guys that all year. For whatever reason, we've been able to do that really well. And I tell you, the atmosphere around here, you wouldn't think it's a 3-win team, you know, this late in the season. And like I said, I don't know if that's good or bad, but it is what it is, and spirits are high, and each time we get a chance to go out there and play, guys are going to play hard. The guys are going to have a positive attitude, and we expect to win. So, you know, it just hasn't worked out that way. But, you know, we got 3 games left to go out there and do the best that we can do. Obviously, my experience is this is the last 3 games of my career. So I'm taking advantage and really trying to really, you know, enjoy as much of it as I can. And anytime you get a chance to go out there and play football, whether it's me with 3 games left or these guys, which you never know as a football player. So you got to make sure that you always put a good product out there and realize that everybody's watching. You know, the eye in the sky's watching.
What's the third down? You all third down blues. What do y'all attribute those to? Only 42 points in the third quarter. You seem to die out early in the third.
You mean third quarter? Not third down?
Third quarter.
Third quarter?
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry, yeah,
third down blues.
Third quarter blues.
Yeah, third quarter. You see your notes, man.
It's good
notes.
It's like Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, third quarter. You just read it wrong.
You read it wrong.
You'll get it next time. Okay. Don't be so hard on
yourself. Put a question mark at the end of Ron Burgundy.
3 quarters? Okay, question. Good, you want to do it again?
Yeah,
or
okay. Okay. What do you all attribute your third quarter blues to?
Our third quarter blues, I would attribute that to, I honestly have no answer for that. I don't. I mean, it's obviously, it isn't anything that we want to do or expect to do. You know, I give, maybe the defense got to give them credit, and then we got to play better. That's, mm-hmm. I guess that's, look in the mirror and say, you know what, collectively, we haven't been able to get it done, offense, defense, special teams in the third quarter, and we got to go out there and play better.